Gary, I know when we talked last, you gave us a pretty good update on what you had heard thus far about, you know, some cotton blown over, a lot of pecans on the ground, maybe even a few trees lost. You've had a lot of reports coming in, and I take it they continue to come in.
They do, Randall, and it's pretty tough sledding for a number of our producers. Definitely pecan looks like it has hit the worst. I think if everybody, at the end of the day, we had 30% crop loss, I think everybody would be tickled to death. That, I think, is a starting number, you know, to look at. Some people, and I've seen pictures of up to 70% of nut loss, you know, on the ground. Hard to tell where any of that even will be rescued or not. We've got some sweet corn down in the southern southwest part of the state. We've got, you know, and other people still some field, you know, regular feed grain corn that has not been harvested with us. Some problems. Cotton is twisted. We've got some blown out in some places. We're hearing 20-30% loss. Just a little early to tell whether some of the plant damage is out, what that's going to, how that's going to impact the further development of the crop is we're going to be looking at real closely. Definitely it's going to be a tougher crop to harvest. One of my good friends said yesterday, the cotton picker's in second year, but we're looking at a first gear year. So definitely got some tough weeks ahead.
Well, obviously, not good news for many growers, and I understand you're going to get a chance later this week to go out and actually try to view some of those crops, and you're going to have some company along with you.
Yeah, we've been in constant contact with Secretary Perdue, and we expect to have him here Friday afternoon. Pretty concentrated effort across middle and south, central and southwest Georgia. We're still finalizing those stops, but mainly, you know, is to reach out to those producers. Or what we're concerned about right now, we're very thankful that families are healthy and families are safe, and like, you know, we're returning, you know, after the danger of the storm. But now we're seeing the aftermath of the storm, and we've got to go look at the health of the farm. And certainly, some of those farms are in dire straits. So, you know, pecan and cotton and vegetable, we'll be taking some stops and hearing from some producers and trying to look for what are the solutions within the RMA with how we can get them to respond quickly so that producers can, you know, move on with their lives, but also what considerations would there be for some type of additional assistance that, you know, may not be on the books right now. So we appreciate Secretary. We actually swapped some text, and just within minutes had confirmation, yes, I'll be there. So that's exactly the kind of secretary that all of America has. We're sure Friday's from Georgia.
That's the main thing of it, is the fact that he's coming, but you all are working closely with USDA, too, to make sure that there is help out there for producers who have suffered.
Indeed. And well, it always gets back, even the producers under the sound of our report here, is just document, take pictures, you know, make sure who you're talking to, when, and we're just not sure what type of assistance is going to be out there right now, but it's important in these early stages to understand what the crop loss has been, what your situation is all about. And, you know, there's a constant warning, you know, kind of a generic warning across the countryside. Just be careful right now who wants to help you, because, you know, whether it's residential damage or those other kinds of things that are, you know, maybe a little bit beyond our scope, we would want to make sure that rural families are cognizant of the fact that there are folks out there that are already taking advantages of Georgians. And so, you know, just be careful who wants to help you right now. Take good notes of who's on property. I still think it's real important to restrain access, particularly in poultry operations right now. We still have high biosecurity issues that we want to be vigilant about. So it's a big portfolio for people to consider right now. And we're just thankful we've got a mighty good team here at the Department of Agriculture that's working hard every day to try to help folks.